Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, the Klal Tes, which is the Lachas of Birchus HaTorah. Simon Vav talks about a case of a person walked in just before laning, and he had not said Birchus HaTorah yet, and they call him up for an aliyah. So we say the Bracha Masher Bracha Bonu is part of our brachas that we say on laning, is a person that gets an aliyah, which is the same bracha we say when we say Birchus HaTorah. So he talks about that scenario. I'm going to skip that simon. Simon Zion. Hayashim b'yarb shinas keval mitasoy, nogu shalom lavorech. A person takes a nap during the day, and it's called shinas keva, which means the assumption is that it's longer than 30 minutes. That's considered a kviyas already. And the person did it on mitasoy, as opposed to doing it in a fashion which indicates he's just taking a short nap. The person puts his head down on his arms, but not make a Birchus HaTorah when he awakens. And so a person slept a shinas keva on mitasoy. So the amount of time was significant enough to have a din of sleep, and the way he did it, not just this haphazard fashion of putting his head down, really that should be an interruption between the bracha you said in the morning and what you're learning what you're learning afterwards, because you've interrupted your day by going to sleep. So it's like a form of a hesach adas that you've lost your focus. You're not maintaining your focus on the fact that the bracha which I said in the morning should be available for me to use in the evening because you were sleeping. So the Chayyadim says the minig is not to make a bracha, which is that's the lamina of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But I will call achronim because of the tzarach lasu lavorech. Many achronim, he says, call it means many achronim, disagree with this and say no. In that situation, a person should make a bracha. So now, what the chayyadim seems to let it stand that the minig is not to make a bracha, even though many people say that you should do so. The Mishnah Berurah adds one more kinach to this, and he says, v'hamavorech lo hifsid. If a person does choose to make a bracha, if he took a nap during the day, the support for making a bracha is so strong that normally we say, listen, it's a suffix, there's two opinions. The rule is that saying a bracha lebatala is a very, very significant problem, so we don't want to take any chances. So we say, do not make a bracha, may suffix, do not make a bracha. That's the general rule. But over here, we're so convinced of this opinion of saying a bracha after taking a bona fide nap in the middle of the day, bona fide sleep in the middle of the day, is so strong that a person, even though I'm telling you not to make a bracha, because there is an opinion which you don't make a bracha, but the support for making a bracha is so strong that if you do make a bracha, we can't say you've done anything wrong. Well, hits it by making a bracha, you're not going to lose. You can only stay in the game. So he is hinting very strongly that he feels that the psak halacha is that you can make a bracha after you can, and therefore you should make a bracha after a person takes a nap. But he doesn't want to ignore the opinion which says that you shouldn't, so he says don't. But if a person would choose to do so, he hasn't done anything wrong. Al shinas aroy al yadav, a person takes a shinas aroy on his arms. A person goes to the basic kisei to the merchatz. See, some of you can't learn in the merchatz. You can't learn in the basic kisei. So that should function as an interruption and a hesech adas. So we don't say that. Ain't circle of work. A person is in there and he's still holding on to the fact that as soon as he comes out, he's going to be able to continue learning. So his kavona is not to lose sight of his learning, even when he goes to the merchatz or basic kisei, and there's no need for a new bracha. What's Lucy Simon Chas? Safek im birach. So we're passing this as a subject to Raisa, therefore you have to make, we have a rule, when a person is not sure if he's done a mitzvah to Raisa, he has to go back and do it, possibly repeating it, possibly it's again, if he's not sure. He's not sure if he's chayiv in it, maybe he did it already, and therefore he's not chayiv, so do it again, may suffic. So subject to Raisa l'chumra. And here we quote the Shagaz Aryeh, which said, so what do you do? If you say misavik, you're not sure if you said the bracha, you only say one bracha. The bracha of Asher Bracha Bono, we call on him, and as long as the Basoi bracha to Hashem, the Senator Ra. But the bracha of Asher Kedushono, we don't say, like any bracha of mitzvahs, when we have a suffix, we don't make the bracha of mitzvahs over here as well. So the Chayyadim before seem to equate the two brachas being equal, and I mentioned then that there is a disagreement. So the Shar Gasari over here is quoted that there's a disagreement, and he disagrees with what we're saying, and he says that Bachar Bono is the Raisa, and then Shekhar the Shalom B'mitzvah Sob is only the Rabbanon, and the Safik, the Raisa, would not be, tell you to make a bracha of Asher Kedeshon B'mitzvah Sob. Have a good morning.